So they put a post up. Oh, Shadiq Muhammad called Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam an alpha male. So as if that's a taint on his honor, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of anything that is giving him sharaf, giving him honor and nobility, especially amongst people who are, many of the men in America are gay. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a language that gives him honor in a society where a large population of the men in America are gay or bisexual. And then I refer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an alpha male, and you say that that is dishonoring the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. And then they use some quote from some psychologist, disbelieving psychologist, right? That's the funny thing about it. I'm referring to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an alpha male, because you can only be an alpha or beta. There's no in between. So if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wasn't an alpha male, then he was a beta male, which is young Kosman Chetney, then you are actually taken away from his status. But I'm referring to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an alpha male in an environment where the vast majority of the men are either gay or homosexual or bisexual. You understand? That gives the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam honor. But you guys are so ignorant. You guys are so ignorant that you don't even understand cultural contexts. You don't even understand. Anyway, but you say that he quotes kuffar, he quotes kafirs, right? This is the way that you refer to non-Muslims, right? Even though the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam honored many of the non-Muslims in his environment who aided him and provided resources to him at a time when he could not provide resources to himself. And I'm going to give you an example for that too.